Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I think it's going to be a low-scoring game. I think the Steelers' defense will play well, but I agree with you, Elijah. I think that's a big matchup in that game. I think the Steelers have to win that matchup up front.
And what would help, Ray, is to find a running game, which obviously when you're talking about Jalen Samuels being out, that, you know, puts a lot on the shoulders of James Conner and, you know, what he has to do tonight. And we may even, you know, get a little bit of taste of Benny Snell.
Yeah, I mean, it just hasn't been there all year. And, you know, at this point, I've written about it extensively the last 2 weeks. They're a shotgun team. They rarely get their quarterback under center now. And, you know, there's a little bit of a difference when you're asking your linemen to operate out of a two-point stance and have success in the running game. I mean, when Ben Roethlisberger was the quarterback, you know, they could just run a little bit when they had to, just keep teams honest. But now that you have younger quarterbacks and you're always in shotgun, I really think it's a detriment to this offense. So Randy Feitner is not going to change now. The shotgun is going to remain. You know, that's going to be their formation 95% of the time, because that's what Duck Hodges did at Samford, and that's what Mason Rudolph did at Oklahoma State. I think just somehow, some way, the linemen are going to have to get a little bit better running from those formations. And quite honestly, Benny Snell, James Conner, all those guys, the running backs have to pick it up as well, because it just hasn't been there through the early stages of the season.
Yeah, as far as a pass game goes now, do you see him kind of just Devlin Hodges in, sort of like how they did with Mason, you know, with quick passes and stuff like that?
Yeah, I don't think, you know, that game plan for Mason, while frustrating, you know, if you look back, guys, I really do think it kept them in most of those games. I mean, the second half of that Seattle game was close, the Ravens game was close, so it's not like the offense was holding them back in those games. Yeah, would you like to convert some of those turnovers into touchdowns instead of field goals? Yeah, of course you would like to do that. But there's a reason that they're trying to implement a safe game plan. It's because they have young quarterbacks, and maybe the trust just isn't there to allow them to fully open the playbook and, you know, make some of those throws that Ben would make down the field. So it's a delicate process, and I think we're going to go through the same thing here again with Hodges that we did with Rudolph. That's why it goes back to the running game. I really think if you could figure out a way to get a little bit more out of the running game, I think play action would be there a little bit more. Maybe they could open things up for some down-the-field stuff, but until that running game comes around, I think we're going to be, you know, we're going to be seeing a lot of the dink and dunk that we've seen the last couple of weeks.
Right.
With Mason Rudolph.
You know, what's interesting about that, though, what's confusing about it, too, and it must be, you know, for a lot of the fans and maybe media as well, is that when Mason replaced Ben in that game and then when Duck replaced Mason last week, they were throwing the ball downfield. It was like there was no shackles on them. And then, you know, when you get into a situation where now you're the guy and you're preparing all week and you're thinking that defense is preparing for you, now they want to throw some handcuffs on him. I don't understand that, I guess.
Well, correct me if I'm wrong. I think the Ravens were coming after Duck Hodges a lot more than they were coming after Mason Rudolph with the blitzes. So I thought the Steelers offensive line did a great job of picking up those blitzes, and Hodges had a lot of time to make some plays down the field. So I just don't think the Ravens were treating Hodges the same way they were treating Rudolph. I think they were dropping more men into coverage. I think they were making the Steelers drive down the field to beat them in that game. And when they saw an undrafted rookie come in there, I think they dialed up a few more blitzes. So it's going to be interesting to see how the Chargers play. You know, they're dinged up on defense, too. They don't have all the pieces that they want. So it's sort of like the walking wounded out there today. It's going to be, you know, whoever's backups and whoever's, you know, some of the non-stars are going to have to win this game. I think that's going to be true for both teams.
Speaking of the backups, in Artie Burns is going to be a corner for the Steelers, replacing Steven Nelson. What does that mean? I was looking through the notes of last year's game, and up popped Artie Burns' name. He was the one, if you recall, last year when the Chargers were attempting that field goal, the first one went wide. Hayden was offside. The second one, Artie Burns was offside. So they got three chances to kick the field goal. They ended up kicking it the third time around. And here comes Artie Burns again, but this time he's starting a corner. I'm holding my breath, Ray. Should I?
Yeah, well, listen, Steven Nelson played really well through the first five games. I think the fact that we haven't heard his name a lot shows you just how well he's played, because corners, you don't want to hear their names called a lot, because that means they're getting beat deep for touchdowns. So it's going to be a little bit of a drop-off. But listen, Artie Burns is in his fifth year now. He has played well in the past. It just hasn't been in the recent past. I mean, maybe just coming in when there's no pressure on him. I think we all know he's probably not going to be back next year. This is a way for him to maybe open up some eyes to some teams out there. He's going to be a free agent at the end of the season. If he goes out and plays well with this opportunity, that could open up some avenues for him after the season. So certainly the motivation is there for Artie. I think he has it in him. We just haven't seen it for a couple of years. But obviously, yeah, that's going to be a big matchup in this game. Whoever he's matched up against, Artie's going to have to hold it down on that side of the field.
You see, Eckler is one of the best receiving backs in the league right now, quietly. And how do you think they're going to try and defend him today?
Well, I actually think they've done a pretty decent job against some good running backs who also have receiving skills out of the backfield. I think that's actually been one of their strengths this year. The big issue for the Steelers is, he's a little bit slippery. So, if Terrell Edmonds is the safety coming up to make that tackle in the open field, are they going to be able to get him on the ground? Because I think that's really just been the one weakness of this defense so far, other than giving up some late leads. Edmonds hasn't really been able to get people down in the open field. Their linebackers have struggled a little bit there as well. So if they could tackle the catch and, they could force the Chargers just to march down the field, much in the same way I'm sure the Chargers defense is going to do to them. They don't allow any big plays. I think this will be a close game, but yeah, Eckler's a good player, and I think Melvin Gordon is probably still, working his way back into this thing after the holdout. So it's going to be interesting to see how Anthony Lynn plays his running backs today. But yeah, I think holding down Eckler will certainly give the Steelers a good chance to win this game.
Ray, finally, how do you think having Vance McDonald available is going to impact Duck Hodges? How much will that help him in a game like today's?
Well, he played 60% of the snaps last week, and he wasn't involved all that much. He's still sort of nursing that shoulder. Missed 2 days of practice this week, came back Friday. So I think it's going to be a similar deal. I think you'll see Vance and Nick Vinette probably split the snaps at tight end. I think they're trying to, save him a little bit, try to get him healthy during the bye week, but obviously you have to get more out of him than what you got last week. I mean, he's a good player. They need a consistent presence in the middle of the field, and since he's had this injury, they just haven't had that at the tight end position.
Yeah, and they're going to need that with a good running game tonight. Ray, enjoy the football game. Certainly enjoy the weather. It's always great to talk to you. Thanks so much.
All right, guys. Good to be with you.